we can meet here, and we could also meet at the Darling Center. And if a few of these people are actually coming further from the south, I'm willing to go down to Portland. I can't speak for Bill or Larry.
So we have on that group, Mick, myself, Joe, Mike Esperanza, Kathy, are you going to defer to Mike?
Mike is.
Okay, all right, Mike. Maybe Aubrey's person from
Maine.
Okay. Bill Moore, Larry Mayer, I'll be in touch with. Was there anyone I'm missing?
What about Mark?
Mark,
that would be good.
So that group should either meet at the Garland Center, Midcoast, or Portland.
So with that group taken care of and figuring that out, as a larger group to do updates, at least, you know, another round of updates, and then a specific conversation, recognizing that the specific conversation would be a different one, hopefully. Are people thinking, is this a quarterly? What are people's appetites for getting together? Three times a year, four times a year?
What are we meeting about? And the other piece that's hanging is the council idea. And we were kind of in July looking at two tracks. One is the bill, and if the bill doesn't have the proper support right now financially and otherwise, then should we be looking at crafting a more volunteer council that works in its place? And so meeting all the time with different people is different than developing some idea of a council that regularly meets and then invites different people to come to it. And I think if we're really going to have Maine be a leader, we still have to figure out that plan B in case passing legislation to set up the council can't work right now. And so to me that's still a really big question and the next thing to do.
I think for me, I agree it's important, but I think that we need to show the value of the coordination work before we can convince everybody that it's worth putting the time into developing a structure. So if we show that this coordination is valuable, if we keep having these meetings, that then we've made the case for it, and we've made the case either to the legislature or to whatever more formal option we become.
I don't know that we need to show the value. I mean, I think the value was a key recommendation, and just every time we talk and are updating one another, it's there. I'm afraid if we are staying organized but disorganized model like we're doing now, that we actually dilute the value or the message that this really needs to happen, needs to be sanctioned, needs to be organized. So I don't know what the answer is, but to me that's the big thing.
So Ivy, that sounds like that may be another sub working group that could meet to talk about Plan A and Plan B. And if you're talking about just Plan B, it doesn't matter when that meeting occurs. If it's Plan A and B, it probably should happen in December. And that would be a different group of people. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully you would be involved in that. Kathy, maybe Nick, I'm not sure who else, but.
Yeah, I would definitely be involved in that. That sounds like a reasonable idea.
And then depending on where the players are, we could do that at the Darling Center. We can always come here. You can go down to Portland, you can go to Lubec.
We've been doing that, though. I just think we need a little bit. I mean, we have, the people you just mentioned have been meeting and have been talking about the council. So I think we need to, and that, I mean, that resulted in this meeting, which I think is helpful, but I feel like we've been spinning our wheels there a little bit more, and I know I need more direction if I'm going to continue to push in that direction. And I think that we have a clear need for this monitoring subgroup, and I'm happy to coordinate that, but the Plan A versus Plan B with the council seems to be spinning, and I'm not sure I can offer any fresh insights into that conversation. So
I'm thinking that it's like going back to what you and I originally started to do, Nick, which was to literally just write up a model then get it to people for reaction. Like, it's that it's not a lot of... Yes, no?
I had the same conversation with Esperanza.
We had the same conversation.
All right, so maybe the three of us, Kathy, whoever can do that, write up a model, you know, get a model going.
A structure.
Let's resurrect what's already been drafted. Let's do that ASAP and get a meeting together and have a plan A and plan B combined meeting. And have that structure be part of it and listen to where you are on the legislative beat with your bill. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. And let's not start from scratch.
No, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. Nick, we started in on that. Take that out.
So who's in charge of that one?
I can start it for the short term, but I can start it, and I'll communicate with the few people here who are going to look at that. But I will be unavailable from the 14th of December through about January 5th to work on it.
She's going to be in a cocoon and then comes out as a different
guy. With a big fluffy white beard.
Yeah, exactly. I have got a lot of growing to do in that short period of time.
Susan, what about a remediation subcommittee? There are some remediation efforts underway, both with clamshell, with lime, and other things. And each of those, you know, will be having new information about how effective they are. And I think that'll be something that a bond would be able to say, look, there are places where remediation efforts are being done. We need to monitor them, see how effective they are. Because then you have something that's actually raw meat there.
That's the original intent of the OA Commission in wanting to extend the commission or the council was exactly for those kind of reasons. And I don't think we have to reprove them again. The state asked us for those recommendations. We made that recommendation. All these intelligent people, we brought in the best minds around and to come up with that decision, and that's what we came up with. We need that extension of that council. For exactly those reasons.
So, Ron, I would say that might be a potential topic for a future meeting, just discussing remediation options. I think between the work that Nicole is doing with Hillary and the folks at TNC. The work that you were talking about, the work that's happening in Booth Bay, I think that would be a really interesting conversation. Okay, I think we're done, unless anybody wants to stay and talk about other stuff. Thank you all for coming.